It's the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Oh, who's not dancing right now, right?
So we're talking dogs.
We are. Congratulations to Seba from Northampton, Pennsylvania, the standard poodle that won the non-sporting group and best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show last night. I'm excited that it's a Pennsylvania dog.
Yeah, it's very cool, right?
Very, very fluffy standard poodle.
Yeah,
very
they did that haircut that some of those giant poodles will get where, like, yeah, it's got all these rings and the hair goes way up. Yeah.
Wow. It's a lot, and Seba wears it well. But speaking of dogs, and since Valentine's Day is this weekend, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, at least I have my dog this Valentine's Day. Right, Dave?
Yeah, that's all I care about, my dog.
Right, you can relate to that. Mm-hmm. However, what we're learning is that if you have a photo of your dog or someone else's dog on your dating app profile picture, people are more likely to swipe you.
Okay. So for all those guys who have, like, their shirts off and stuff, no, put your shirt back on and get a dog. Take a picture of you with your dog. Maybe you with your shirt off and your dog.
I'm going to talk to you about having the shirt off in the picture. That does not work for every dating site. If you are looking for a real relationship, right, and you're like, I look pretty good like this, don't take your shirt off. If you are a model who should never wear a shirt, that's the only time it's okay to not have your shirt on. But again, those are not the guys that girls bring home to mom. Those are the guys that they take a screenshot of the photo and go, Mom, look who I have a date with, but you're never going to meet him.
No.
Okay, yeah. So keep your shirt on, Dave. Okay.
Oh, you're talking to me specifically?
Well, I know. Don't you have a photo without your shirt on?
That's the only picture you liked on my profile. I don't know why I keep yelling so much.
It's because you keep making weird faces in the other ones. And where's your dog?
I'm probably like all parents. I don't know if it's the same with you. I have 1,000 pictures of my dog, but not of me with the dog. Like, so, don't you with your kids? Like, you have 1,000 pictures of your kids.
But I could take a selfie with my kids probably easier than you could take a selfie with your dog.
Oh, she would eat the phone. Yeah.
Right. She's crazy. However, I think that if you're given an option to have like 5 photographs, one of them could be your dog and not you. I think that's going
to just the dog?
Yeah. Yes.
So let me get this right. You're saying for me to get a date, put more clothes on and just take all pictures of me off.
I did not say that. Get rid of the one weirdo photo that's on there. They're all a little strange, but take off the one picture and insert the dog photo. Just put the dog photo in there. I think it's going to help you.
I will superimpose my head on my dog's body. Problem solved.
Yo, Philly.
Everybody wins.
Wake up with the Andy Summer Show
on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.